feed you.
No, you know what I'm thinking, and I was thinking about this earlier also as well. And I'm saying that how beautiful is our deen. All of these actions are so simple indeed, but so meritorious and so virtuous in the eyes of Allah Rabbuna Jalla wa Ala in our deen. And that's what beautifies our deen as Muslims, and that's what makes our deen so great. That we can do the basics of our life and the basic necessities of our life, and that's to eat, to sleep, to drink, to go to the toilet, to relieve ourselves, and yet everyone else in the world will be doing the very same thing, but the fact that we are doing it because we are doing it out of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the tariqat and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in that there is great reward for us. So look at that. Even though we eat, and for example, many have their families once a week come, their brothers or their sisters, their uncles, their aunties, their grandparents, families generally meet on a weekly basis, you know, to create the family. And this is like a common practice among so many people, and we have an opportunity weekly to make a niyyah that this is a sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which we want to practice upon, and that is to feed people. And this is, I'm talking like beyond inviting friends over and inviting ulama and inviting the pious. I'm talking about our general day-to-day loving. We have so many opportunities where we invite people. Sometimes your brother comes to your place, or sometimes your uncle, your auntie. This is an opportunity for us where we can make the niyyah that we're doing this out of a sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is a means to create love between us. That's why many a times families do meet very frequently, but they lack that love, they lack that spirit, because what is the reason that you are meeting? Are you meeting just for the sake of meeting? Because, okay, you know what, I have to go and meet my parents, or I have to meet my family, or even people in some families meet and eat there. Some people, sometimes you get that reaction and you get that feeling, people are just here because they have to be here. And that's the incorrect way to be as a Muslim. Your near to be there is to see that how we can create that strengthen that muhabbah and that love between us as mu'mineen, as believers in the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, the opportunities are there, and many of us are doing it, only we have to rectify our niyats and our intentions, and inshallah we will be earning great rewards in the court of Allah Rabbuna Jalla wa Ala.
Inshallah, 3 minutes past the hour of 6, you are tuned to Radio Islam International. And lines are open on 011-854-1548. And we will be taking our next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Who are you speaking to?
Asma Lunat from Benoni.
Asma Lunat from Benoni. And are you from Actonville?
No, from Lakefield.
Oh, from Lakefield.
Okay.
Oh, I like Lakefield a lot. I only came there a few times, but it's a very, very nice area.
I'm by my nanny's house.
Oh, you're by your nanny's house?
Yes.
Oh, and what you do by your nanny's house today?
I'm just playing with all my cousins.
What are you playing with all your cousins?
Like all my toys.
What's your toys?
Yeah.
What's your favorite toy?
Yes.
What's your favorite toy?
Like all dolls and stuff like that.
Oh, like dolls and stuff. Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
But you can't tell everyone. Will you tell everyone?
No.
No, I also used to like to play with dolls.
Who?
Me.
Like my friend, I'm waiting for Yusra.
You're waiting for Yusra?
But look.
Where's Yusra?
I don't know where she is.
Why is she taking so long? And what you don't play with Yusra? With your dolls?
Yeah.
And what you play with your dolls? What
I
games you play?
Only like tea sets and everything.
Oh, you never tea party?
No. I'm just going to have supper later.
Oh, you're going to have supper later? What's for supper?
I'm going to read all my clothes for my nana.
You're going to read all your clothes for your nana?
Yeah.
Okay. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Okay, bismillah, you may begin.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَوْ كُفُونَ أَحَدٍ
MashaAllah, you said it 3 times.
Yeah, that's one. And then,
second time.
اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَوْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَوْ كُفُونَ أَحَدٍ That's two. Allahu Ahad, Allahu Samad, Lam Yalid, Walam Yulad, Walam Yakul Lahu Kufuwan Ahad. That's three.
Mashallah, mashallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the thawab of your recitation to your nana and may increase it, inshallah.
Okay.
Inshallah. And tell me, what's for supper now? You don't tell me, still.
No, I don't know.
You don't, are you cooking supper?
Yeah.
Are you cooking it?
No.
Can you cook?
No.
Oh, I can cook, you know that.
Hmm?
I can cook. I can make cereal. I can make Nesquik.
Hmm.
If you want to come to you, one day you must come here to Radio Islam and I'll make for you, alright? What you like, cereal? Because I can only make cereal.
Okay.
What cereal, like Cocoa Pops or Rice Krispies?
I like Rice Krispies.
Rice Krispies. Cocoa. Okay, so when you come in to visit us here at the studios?
I think...
When you come in to visit us here at Radio Islam?
I don't know.
You don't know, okay, now
tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Oh, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. Tomorrow is Sunday. Will you come next week, Saturday, inshallah?
I don't know. Sunday, I'm going to go home.
Oh, you're going home? Oh, you don't stay in Lakewood?
I don't stay in Lens.
Oh, where you stay?
I stay in Benoni, Lakefield.
Oh, it's not Lakefield. Oh, but when you come to Lens now?
I'm in Lens.
Oh, you're in Lens now?
Yeah.
Oh, your nanny stays in Lens.
Gee.
Oh, I didn't know your nanny stays in Lens. So next week, Saturday, you must come again to your nanny's house, but then you must come to Radio Islam, alright?
Okay.
Okay, inshallah. Which nizam would you like us to play for you?
Yeah, okay.
Which nizam is your favorite nizam?
Asma'ul Husna.
Asma'ul Husna. Okay, inshallah. We'll ask our engineer to play that for you, alright?
Okay.
Okay, JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
That was young Asma reciting the Qul Huwallahu Ahad three times for her nana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the thawab and may increase it, inshallah, and grant him the thawab which was promised by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith that reciting Surah Ikhlas once is equivalent to the thawab of reciting the entire Quran, a third of the entire Quran. Therefore, reciting Surah Ikhlas three times is equivalent to reciting the Quran in entirety. So we should make a habit that we recite the Surah for the deceased and for our parents as well. And whenever we attend a mayyat or a janazah salah, then instead of talking to our friends or engaging in any other useless activity, then rather make amal on the sunnah, where we recite the surah and send the thawab over to those who have passed on. And inshallah, may Allah make this a means of us being fortunate that when we pass away, somebody, Allah will appoint somebody to recite Quran for us on our behalf, and we will gain this thawab as well. 8 minutes past the hour of 6, and you are tuned to Radio Islam International. We're going to take another caller before we go for our Maghrib break. But before that, let's get our thinking caps on. And let's see who will crack this riddle. I'm a five-letter word. If we remove my first... I'm a five-letter word, and I'm an edible item. You can eat me. If we remove the first letter, I am a source of energy. If you remove my second letter, I am an action which you cannot do without. If you remove my third letter, then I tell you where something is. And so what am I? So it's a five letter word that you can eat. If you remove the first letter, then it is a source of energy. If you remove the second letter, then you are something, an action which you cannot do without. If you remove the third letter, then I tell you, or I inform you where something is. 011-854-1548. Share your riddle with us. If you have a riddle which you think no one can crack, then share it with us. We will read it out on air. You can SMS it to 488-4885 or tweet it to us at msaadjada, MSAADJADA. Or give us a call, 011-854-1548. And yes, we do have another caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum. And we just dropped that call, unfortunately. And yes, one last caller before we go for our Maghrib break. So we'll take the next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, caller.
Assalamu alaikum,
Shin, who are we speaking to?
The answer is wheat.
The answer is wheat. Swanla, how did you get that answer so quickly?
I was just thinking about it and it just came to me.
Oh, you didn't Google it, are you sure?
No.
Or you didn't Yahoo it or Bing it or any other search engine, are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Mashana, what is your name?
Fahim.
Fahim, where are you calling us from?
The deer.
From the deer, mashallah. So, when you going to be coming to, when are you coming to Lens?
I'm actually on the way to Lens right now.
Oh, you're on your way to Lens. I think you're a bit late. If you came a bit earlier, then you could join us here in studio.
Si.
Or you can still join us in studio.
Inshallah.
And are you going to sing a nizam for us?
No.
Okay, Zakla, which nizam would you like us to play for you?
Anything.
Any nizam. Alright, Zakla, let us for him giving us the answer to our riddle. That the answer is wheat. You can eat, after preparing it, you can eat wheat. If you take the first letter away, it's heat, which is a source of energy and a form of energy. And if you take the second letter away, it's eat, which is an action you cannot do without. And if you remove the third letter, it's at, indicating where something is. Share your riddle with us, 011-854-1548. Tweet us at msaadjada, MSAADJADA. I know one of our fans who really enjoy the riddles was Miriam from Pretoria, but she hasn't called in for a really, really long time. Wondering what's happening to all our Nizam, our regular callers out there. We had Ummi Ayman Kaka from Klagsdorp. She used to call in very, very regularly, but we haven't heard from her in a long time. And Sana Rahman from Sunninghill, she used to join us in studio, but I think for the past month we haven't seen her in the studios of Radio Islam. So Sana, if you're listening, please come and visit us again at the Radio Islam studios, as well as Adil Varaji from France. He used to phone in every week, but unfortunately we haven't heard from him as well in a very, very long time. So we want to listen, we want our regular listeners back on the airways of Radio Islam. Please do call us, 011-854-1548. We have a few minutes left before we have to go for the Maghrib Adhan. Thereafter, lines will be open and you can call in and sing your favorite nasheed on the Nizam Hour. The Nizam Hour, your voice, your talent, your time to shine. And the SMS lines are always open at 488-55-48855. So keep your SMSs coming. If you have any input, anything you'd like to share, as well as regarding our topic, if you have any advice or any idea on how you can make another Muslim's life easier by means of a small action, a minor action, then please do share it with us, 488-55. 40 minutes past the hour of 6, it is now time for the Maghrib Adhan.
19 minutes to the hour of 7. Welcome back to the Nizam Hour on Radio Islam, medium wave 1540. We welcome all our listeners, those listening to us over the airwaves of Radio Islam, those listening to us via the audio streaming, and those listening to us over the mobile app, the Radio Islam mobile app. We welcome you all to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rabat and Muhammad Saad Jada. We hope and trust everyone out there had performed the Maghrib Salah with Jama'ah, especially for the males and the females at home. Yes, before the break, we were discussing on the Nizam Hour today the new theme and focus for the themes, for the program, that how can we create and inculcate actions, simple actions taught to us by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives that we can, that will enable us to create a brotherhood, a stronger brotherhood full of love and muhabba. And what we had mentioned previously before the break were simple actions which we do daily, but only now we will rectify our niyat and our intentions, and this one inshallah earn us great rewards and benefit, the benefit in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us love between our brothers and between the mu'mineen.
Speaking about, you know, being the assistants of the next person, there's a man, must be like Hafiz Yusuf Rabat, sitting in his car and he's driving and he sees a person eating, you know, leaves on the side, eating grass. So he stops and tells the person, why are you eating grass? He says, no, I don't have food, I'm hungry, so I'm eating the grass. So he tells him, you know what, jump in the car, come to my house. Like I said, must be a person like Hafiz Yusuf Rabat. So the guy says, hey, you know, thanks for inviting me to your house. Like, yeah, you enjoyed it in my house. The grass is about 2 meters long.
Yeah, besides once meat.
That's not on a lighter note. Let me just clarify that that's on a lighter note. Don't do that at home.
Do not try that at home, indeed. We await your call, 011-854-1548. The Nizam Hour, your voice, your talents, your time to shine. Besides, are you going to shine for us today?
I'm shining every day. Not only today.
Mashallah.
Let's take our first caller. Let's see how they're going to be shining.
Two callers at the moment. I think people are
I'm still waiting for a caller.
It's either they haven't returned from the masjids or they already begun their meals. Are you hungry, sir?
Talking about meals, I am hungry now.
Hungry. Yes, as we mentioned earlier, before the Nizam hour, before the Maghrib break, rather, we said among the sunnah and among the sunnahs of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the sunnahs of inviting others and feeding others. And this is also an action that will create love between the mu'mineen out there. This will create a great bond and a great strong relationship between everyone out there. And we said that many a time we do invite people and we become accustomed to it and it just become a customary practice that we go, okay, once a week to our family's place, our granny's place, our aunt's place. But let's spiritualize it. Let's bring that aspect of spirituality into it when we make the correct intention and we say we are going for the sake of Allah and we're going to do it how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had done it, and we are going to meet each other for the sake of Allah, and we want this meeting and this interaction not to be an ordinary interaction and not just because we have to do it, but rather it must be a means for us. It has to be a means for us to bring love between us. You know, we look at the world and the broader aspect, and we say that the Muslim Ummah is suffering and the Muslim Ummah needs to unite. And that is true. The Muslim Ummah does need to unite. And that unity can be brought upon by everyone and anyone. It's not only those who are on the battlefield, only those who are in the crisis. Anyone. It starts from those small ones in your teenage years, throughout your youth, in your seniority, throughout your stage, or throughout all the stages of your life. Yes, you can bring that unity. And how do you do it? You do it when you start at home. You start with your own family, you start with your own friends, and you start with your own community. Know those who are around you, you know, meet them, be happy, smile with them. These are from the sunnahs of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it can be these very simple, basic actions which can create a lot of love in a community and a lot of love in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you know, we go, you can see this very, clearly when you go out to some other communities, you go, you know, for example, to the Malay community or to Cape Town, and you see the akhlaq of those Muslims, that when they meet you, they smile, they're happy, they're jolly, they create a joke. After Salah, they hug each other. These actions are actions that will bring about peace and will bring about happiness among everyone. Compared to sometimes where we would find our masajid, you just find a guy walking in, doing his stuff, walking out, he won't worry about the next person. Is this person in need? Is this person happy or not? If he's sad, what's his problem? Let me greet him. Let me ask him, what's happening? Are you alright? Long time no see. Have you traveled somewhere? Have you gone somewhere? So these actions are very basic, but very, very important indeed. And if we emphasize and we emphasize and we emphasize and we try and practice and we try to do it to the best of our ability, inshallah, thumma inshallah, this will bring ukhuwah and this will bring muhabba in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yes, definitely. You know, taking interest in the next Muslim's life. And like you said at the beginning of the program, we are not individuals in this world, living individual lifestyles. Rather, being part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallam, we live a collective lifestyle, meaning that we are part of a big jama'ah, we are part of a big group, a big ummah. And therefore, we share the worries of one another, and likewise, we share the happiness of one another. You know, Abu Yusuf, I was actually cycling during this week, and I happened to get a puncture. And I stopped at Signet Terrace, and it's not a story to, you know, to change a bicycle puncture compared to a car puncture. So I'm busy changing it, and there was an uncle, a man, comes to me and tells me, you know, do you need any help? And it seemed like a small thing, but when you're in a time of need, and now someone comes and tells you, you know what, I have a baki. You want to put your bicycle on my baki? Can I bring you a pump? You know, how can I assist you? And alhamdulillah, I was okay, so I told you, I thanked him. I said, you know what, I'm okay, jazakallah. I managed to sort it out, and I rode home after I fixed out the puncture. But the mere fact that someone is out there upholding a sunnah of Rasulullah sallam is a beautiful thing indeed. That it was not his duty, he did not know me from anywhere, that he'd come and ask me, that, you know what, can I assist you? But it is just out of the... It is actually an act of fitrah, an act which is a natural... it should be the natural response of any person. But like as we said, that because we are ummah of Rasulullah, this is a sunnah taught to us by Rasulullah, that if we see another Muslim in any distress, in any difficulty, then it shouldn't be that we wait for them to even ask us. but rather we offer our services even before that next Muslim brother, that next Muslim sister can express his distress or problem or issue. And this reminds us of the story of a Sahabi who was selling his horse. And when the other Sahabi asked, inquired about the price, he was told the price, and he ended up paying a larger amount. And when his motive was questioned, he said that, you know, this is a horse which was worth much more than what the Sahabi was actually selling it for. Which could mean one thing, that the Sahabi was selling it because he was in some need. And therefore, if he's in need, then he deserves more. And he paid him the full price. I mean, in today's time, if we know a person's in need, then we take it as a bargaining opportunity. You know, this guy has to sell this item. He has to sell his car. He has to sell his house. So let me pull him down until the last possible price, you know. Mm. I'll squeeze every cent out of him. But we see the character of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we try to implement this in our lives. And most definitely, indeed, it will prove to be of benefit in our dunya lives. And will be a source of nur for us, inshallah, in our akhirah. 011-854-154 is the number to dial. And yes, the lines are buzzing. We'll take our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, you're live on air.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Hafsa.
Hafsa, where are you calling us from?
Azadvo.
From Azadvo, mashallah. And how's the weather today in Azadvo? Is it very, very hot there?
Yes.
So what you did today?
I was playing with my cousin.
You were playing with your cousin? What you were playing with him?
Games.
What games you were playing?
Monkey in the Middle.
Monkey in the Middle? Just tell Abu how you play Monkey in the Middle. He doesn't know. How you play Monkey in the Middle?
One person stands in the middle, and then the other people stand around, and the monkey... If the monkey catches it, the other person is a loser.
Oh, the monkey catches and the other one is a loser. So if we play the game, who do you think will be the monkey? Abu Yusuf, isn't?
I don't know.
I think he's supposed to be the monkey. So you must come into land, then we can also play monkey in the middle. We make use of the monkey, alright?
Okay.
And were you the monkey in the game today?
Who?
Were you also the monkey today in the game?
Yeah.
Are you also the monkey? And did you catch the other person?
Huh?
Did you catch the other person?
Yeah.
Oh, mashallah. Okay, what are you going to be doing for us this evening? Are you going to be singing Nizam or reading Quran? What are you going to be doing for us?
I'm going to sing Hasbi Rabbi.
Hasbi Rabbi. Okay, Bismillah. You may begin.
Shallallah. Qayyillah. Shallallah. Illallah, hajdi rabbi jallallah, ma fi qalbi khayrullah, nuri muhammad sallallah, ilaha illallah, teri sakaki me aka, sari jaha kutti me mila, teri nuri kalma farala, ilaha illallah. حبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي خير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. حفصة, what a beautiful nizam. And where did you learn that nizam?
Yes, from the Nizam Hour.
You learned it from the Nizam Hour, mashallah. And when are you going to come visit the Nizam Hour?
Know.
Why you don't know? I'm gonna ask your mommy and daddy to bring you.
Okay.
What's your surname?
Rawat.
You are Rawat and you never say you are Rawat. Why? Are you my family?
I don't know.
You don't know. Why you don't know? What's your daddy's name?
Ahmad.
Ahmad Rawat, and you stay in Azadva? I think we family. You want to be my family? I know how Saad wants to be my family. Every day he asks me, please, can I be your family? I want to be a Ravid. But one day maybe we'll make him a Ravid. What you say?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, what Nizam would you like us to play for you?
Womeranabi. Yes.
Okay, when Qari Ahsan Mohsin Qasmi came to Zawal, did you go listen to him?
Yes.
And how was it?
Nice. Mulana, my sister wants to speak.
Your sister wants to speak. One more Ravatan than Nizam Awa. Okay, call her. Bismillah.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Maymuna.
Maymuna Ravat. How are you keeping today?
Huh?
How are you keeping today?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. What can you tell us?
Huh?
What you had for supper?
Kebabs and chips.
Kebabs and chips.
Kebabs and chips. Was it lekker? Maymuna? Was it lekker?
Yeah.
Did you cook the kebabs?
Huh?
Did you cook the kebabs?
No.
No, who cooked it?
My kala.
Wakala, so can you cook?
No.
No? Ah, you must come. Hafiz Yusuf can cook very, very nice food. So one, you must come and teach both of us how to cook, okay?
Okay.
What are you going to do fast? Are you going to recite fast Quran, or are you going to sing fast a nizam?
A nizam.
What nizam you want to sing fast?
Hafiz.
Okay, bismillah. MashaAllah, 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 Maymuna. What a beautiful nizam. And what nizam would you like us to play for you?
Anyone.
Anyone? Which one is anyone? What's your favorite nizam?
Mary Ma, Mary
Piani. Mary Ma, Mary Piani, Ma. Okay. Yeah. InshaAllah, we'll ask the engineer to play it for you, alright?
Okay.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
My sister, my cousin wants to speak.
Your cousin. One more ravat on the show. Okay, bismillah. Too many ravats for you to end up.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Who are we speaking to?
Rumaysa.
Rumaysa, are you also a ravat?
No.
Oh, shukr alhamdulillah.
My name is Sallu.
Oh, your surname is Sallu. How are you, so much your family, I hope? And how are you keeping today, Rumaysa?
I'm okay.
Are you also from Azadro?
No. Standing here.
You from Standing here? So do you know Sana Rahman?
Yeah.
You know her? Do you stay close to her?
Yeah.
Oh, so you, what you need to do is, you need to come visit us here at Radio Islam, and you must bring Sana Rahman with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what are you going to be doing for us? Are you going to sing a nizam?
No.
What are you going to do?
Read Quran.
You're gonna read Quran. Okay, which surah are you gonna read?
Qul a'udhu bi rabbinas.
Qul a'udhu bi rabbinas. Okay, bismillah. You may begin.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس القناص الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
MashaAllah, what a beautiful recitation of the Quran by Rumaysa, all the way from Azadva. Rumaysa, which nizam would you like us to play for you?
Hasbi Rabbi.
Hasbi Rabbi, Jallallah. Okay, inshallah, we're going to ask our engineer to play that for you, alright?
Okay.
Okay, Zakra, assalamu alaikum.
My cousin wants to speak.
Another cousin? Yeah. Is that cousin also a rabbit?
Yeah.
Then no problem, no problem. Call your cousin. Then it doesn't come quickly, quickly.
Okay.
Too many robots, I think, for one program.
Assalamu alaikum.
Who are we speaking to?
Huh?
Who are we speaking to? What's your name?
Hassana.
Hassana?
Yeah.
MashaAllah, and how are you keeping, Hassana?
Alhamdulillah.
So I also got a niece. Her name is Hassana Rabat. You also Hassana Rabat?
Yeah.
MashaAllah, what are you going to do for us today?
I don't know.
You don't know? Ooh, so now who must know? Are you going to sing for us a nizam?
Yeah.
What nizam you want to sing?
Happy.
Okay, bismillah.
Happy, happy, jallallah, mahi, kalbi, haylallah, nuri, muhammad, wallah, ilaha, illallah, happy, happy, jallallah, mahi, kalbi, haylallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. What nizam would you like us to play for you? What's your favorite nizam? Mera Nabi. Okay, we're going to ask our engineer to play for you, alright? Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
So, Avisa, the singing talent is in the Rabat family indeed. With just 2 minutes left for the program, we got 2 callers. Let's see if we can wrap them up, inshallah. Taking our first caller. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, you're live, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Zahra.
Zahra, where are you calling us from?
Medina.
From Medina to Manawara, mashallah. And Zahra, what's your surname?
Mahmoud.
Mahmoud, mashallah. And last week your sister phoned us. What's your sister's name?
Yusaira.
Yusaira, mashallah. And what are you going to do for us? You can sing for us in Nizam.
Yeah.
Which nizam are you going to sing for us?
Da, 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 ira.
Okay, bismillah.
Da, 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 ira. And wa jameela nawara. Dur, dur, hawane. Safik, safik. Safik, safik. Ishle.
MashaAllah, what a nice nasheed by Zahra. Zahra, can you speak Arabic? Little bit. Say something for me in Arabic. What you know? What's your name? Do you know what's your name in Arabic?
Aywa, ismi Zahra.
Oh, ismuki Zahra, mashallah. I think you when you come to South Africa again.
Inshallah, sana qaida.
Inshallah, sanu qaida. What does that mean, Abu Yusuf? Let's put you to the imtihan now.
Qatima.
Yes, if you're putting Hafiz Yusuf in a hot seat, just now it fails in Tihanya. Okay, well, next time you come to South Africa, you must come and visit us here at the studios, okay, Zahra?
Okay.
Okay, inshallah. Zahra, which nizam would you like us to play for you?
The great vine in Palestine.
It was a great vine in Palestine. Okay, inshallah, we'll play it for you, alright? Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That was Zahra. There was Zahra all the way from Medina to Munawwara. The Nizam Hour, fine wide, even in Medina to Munawwara, alhamdulillah. Our last caller for this week on the Nizam Hour, 01185415548. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Caller, you're live, Ani. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Rumaysa Sidat.
Rumaysa Sidat, mashallah. Where are you calling us from?
Pietermaritzburg.
And how is it today in Pietermaritzburg?
What?
And how is it today in Pietermaritzburg? Is it hot? Is it cold?
It's hot?
It's very hot.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What are you going to do for us today? Are you going to sing for us a nazam or recite for us Quran?
A surah.
Okay, bismillah, you may begin.
Surah Fatiha, alhamdulillahi rabbil alam. Surah الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
MashaAllah, what a beautiful recitation of the Quran. Tell me, which nazm would you like to listen to? Which is your favorite nizam?
Meri Ma.
Meri Ma, Meri Pyare Ma. Okay, inshallah, we'll ask our engineer to play that for you, alright? Jazakallah, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
We start to remember the nizam.
Which nizam? Meri
Ma, Meri Pyare Ma.
Another Meri Ka, Meri Pyare Ka.
Tujh pe dil jahe qurba. It was one of my favorite nizams back in the day.
Back in the day. Yeah, it was just nice to hear which are your favorite nizams. Or just one day. I thought you'd say one of your own nizams are your favorite, but nevertheless. Alhamdulillah, today we've discussed very important points and we ask Allah to allow us to instill it in our lives. How we can treat one another with kindness. You know, as Hafiz Yusuf said, that to feed our guests and treat them kindly. And then we get those guests, like, you know, Hafiz Yusuf was not very shy. They want food and they want those snacks. So there was a person who went to go visit a very old lady. And this old lady had a bowl of peanuts on the coffee table. You heard this one, obviously. So this young person wasn't shy and helped himself to the peanuts without the old lady even offering. And before he knew it...
like you, Avisar.
No, I just said before the story that you're the person like Avisar Yusuf. But nevertheless, and he started eating one peanut after the other. And before he knew it, all the peanuts were finished. And now... Excuse me, I'm
getting sad. Eat too much peanuts.
I ate too much peanuts. So now this guy finishes all the peanuts. So he tells the old lady, "Hey, you know what? I'm so sorry. I finished all your peanuts." So she says that, "You know what? Don't worry. These old peanuts are lying here for a very, very long time. Because you see, I actually don't have teeth. So these peanuts were all chocolate coated. So I just take it. I suck the chocolate off and I put the peanuts back in the bowl."
Okay, I changed my mind. That sounds like Ma Soeib Lasagna. 6 minutes past the hour of 7. It's really been fun and fantastic with you today on the Nizam Hour. And once again, infringing on Mohasib Lasanya's time. For myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, and my honorable co-host, Hafiz Muhammad Saad Jada, our engineer for tonight, Brother Ziad. Until next week, fi amanillah, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.